All right, come on. You can do this. Just a little further. Come on, Mags. Yours is to be, right? Maggie? Mags? God, you can be such a lightweight. I just wish you were actually lighter. All right, girl. Give me your keys. Come on. I think it's time to put you to bed. Oh my God. Hi. I'm sorry. I didn't realize that you were. Wait, who are you? Yeah. Maggie's mentioned you before. The hockey player. I think. I guess I just wasn't expecting to meet you for the first time by finding you in her bed. Like that. No reason to apologize. I'm sure you were expecting her to come home and find you, like this, and you two would have had a fun end to your night. If anything, I should apologize for letting her get this drunk. No, you don't have to go. I'm sure she'll love waking up to you in the morning. I know I would. What? No, I'm sure you don't mind if I stay, but honestly, I'm not a fan of Maggie's tiny couch. So I'll just go. Really, I don't mind. What? You sleep on the couch? Now, how is that fair? You come here expecting to get laid. Oh, don't act like that wasn't your plan. It was mine too when the night started, and, well, anyway. You come here and instead get kicked out because she was too drunk to get home by herself. That's not fair to you. So I'll just get another Uber and. Wait. Oh, you've got to be kidding me. What the fuck is surge pricing? No, it's nothing. It's just gonna cost me about an 8-hour shift to get home tonight. That's all. Oh, come on. No, you're not. Okay. Fine. How about this? We'll share. You, me, and Maggie. We'll just, share the bed. Seems big enough, I think. Yeah, yeah, I guess you could say that. Like a sleepover. Okay, Mags. Let's get you up here. All right. Maggie, do you want a blanket? Max? Maggie? Yeah, I think she's out. Now, I don't know about Maggie, but I'm not sleeping in this dress. I'm sure Mags has a t-shirt and some shorts I can borrow for the night. Here we go. I'm gonna change in the bathroom real quick so you can also put something on if you like. Back in a second. I think these might be a little tight, but it should be okay. She's only a little smaller than me. I think I'm just a little more, gifted in some areas, I guess. I'm sorry. I think now that I don't have to worry about Mags anymore, my brain might be letting the alcohol choose my words for me. Oh. Comfortable, are we? It looks like it. What do I mean? Well, let's just say I now know. The things that Maggie's been saying about you aren't an exaggeration. You are quite gifted yourself. Should I have taken a little longer in there to change? So you might have been able to handle things? I'm just kidding. It's nothing to be embarrassed about. It just makes me a little jealous of what Mags gets to look forward to in the morning. Oh well. I keep forgetting how comfortable her bed is. I'm glad you talked me into staying. Well, I think the night is catching up with me. Good night. You're still awake. Can't sleep, huh? Well, I'm whispering because I don't want to wake up the drunkie. She needs to sleep it off. Something keeping you up? What's the matter? Uncomfortable. Now, how can that be? Right now, you're in a ridiculously soft bed. I know it might be a little crowded, laying between two girls, but I don't see how you could... Oh. You mean that kind of uncomfortable? Then something's quite literally keeping you up. Well, that's quite a predicament, isn't it? Well, Maggie's not going to be any help right now. I guess you'll just have to jerk off, huh? I mean, you can't sleep, right? And it's not like that monster between your legs is going away by itself. I'm just teasing. Wait. You were seriously considering it, weren't you? Well then, what's stopping you? Don't let me get in your way. Oh my god, you're actually doing it, aren't you? Because I can feel you moving. There's not a lot of room left when there's three people sharing a bed. No, it doesn't bother me. I'm just a little surprised how bold you are. I wonder, what's got you this worked up, huh? Was it the sex you were so obviously anticipating tonight? I mean, when I walked in and saw you. God, with how hard your cock was, I'll bet you were teasing yourself right up to when we came in. Were you? And were you making your cock nice and hard for her? And then I walked in and ruined it for you. bad of me. I think I need to make it up to you then. Oh, you don't think that's such a good idea? Then how come your stroking sped up while I've been talking to you? Yeah. Don't think I didn't notice. Bad boy. Getting off to my voice when she's just inches away. But it's okay. I've been slowly getting off to you, so I guess I won't tell if you won't. Our little secret. Just one thing, though. Take off that blanket. Yeah. I want to see it. Oh, yeah. Is that right? Well, how about this? Is this enough motivation? Letting you get a glimpse of my tits? Fuck, you're already out. Oh, definitely gifted. I could do a thing or two with a gift like that. Just thinking about it. Yeah. Keep stroking it. That's right. You like what you see, don't you? You like how I pinch my nipples while I touch myself? Fuck. This is so fucking hot. I just want to... here. Let me help you. I want to feel it. Oh God, it's so hard. I can feel it pulsating in my hand. Oh, was that a groan? You better keep quiet. You wouldn't want her to wake up and ruin her fun now, would you? I can see the restraint in your face. You want me, don't you? Oh God, I want it too. The question is, do you have the balls to fuck me? Right here? Right next to her? Oh, I know I'm bad. So bad. I mean, it would be so easy for me just to turn a bit and slide up against you. Pull these shorts to the side. Oh, fuck, I'm so wet. You like that? The feeling of your head sliding up and down my lips? Do you like feeling how dripping wet I am? Fuck. You could easily just... Oh. Fuck. Oh.
slow. Yeah. God, I feel you stretching me. Yeah, I'm... just like that. Oh. Yeah, I'm just like that. I know I'm trying, it just feels so good, so fucking good. Yeah, you can go a little faster. Oh, fuck. I'm getting close. Oh, I'm so close. I don't think I can hold it in. You think you'll get some sleep now? Yeah, me too. I'm glad that I could help. In the morning, you should wake up Maggie and make her morning a whole lot better. Don't worry. I'll act like I'm asleep. It'll be fun for me to listen in. Might have a little fun on my own, too. That is, unless you want me to wake up and maybe join the two of you. Well, we'll just have to see what happens then. Sweet dreams.